Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and how are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Well, today is day 90 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting down to our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. We're not only going to make the world a better place, but each of us a better person by working this challenge. So our topic for today is detoxicity of envy, the toxicity of envy. And our scripture for today comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly give you our announcements. Number one, make sure you set your alarms to tune in live to Morning Motivation with me by calling 323-870-4180 at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. But if you miss this powerful broadcast live, you can hear the recording after 8 a.m. on my website, feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, that's R-A-W-S-I, or by following the broadcast itself. So on your phone and on our desktop, there's a link on the broadcast or Morning Motivation page that says click here to follow the show. So if you click there, you will be able to subscribe to the show. Finally, make sure you're tuned in to our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge. We're counting down the last 100 days of 2017. Can you believe we're at the end of this year? So make sure you get tuned in, that you're working every day in your journal, and you can order your journal from our feeldfire.com website as well. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into our word. We're in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 13. And if you are unable to write down those announcements, you will be able to see them in detail at onfieldthefire.com. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verses 11 through 13, because I got a great word for you this morning, and I'm reading from the KJV. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. So in this book of Jeremiah, God is saying, I have a destiny for you. I have a plan for you. I know you're expected in. In other words, your life is not willy-nilly. It's not going through life free-floating, but I have a plan for you. I have goals. I have destiny. I have a purpose for your life. And because you know that I have that, you should not be comparing yourself to anyone else. What I have for you is what I have for you. What I've planned for them is what I've planned for them. Don't waste your time on this earth going through life envying or wanting to be or wanting to live like or wanting to have what someone else has. I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. And what are those plans? Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans of peace and not of evil. plans to give you a victorious life. So make sure you do not allow yourself to get caught up in the toxicity of envy. In the dictionary, Merriam-Webster, envy is defined as a painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, joined with a desire to possess the same advantage. Let me read that again. Painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, joined with or together with a desire to possess the same advantage. So just from the definition alone, we know that envy is not a pleasant feeling. It's not a pleasant emotion. It is not something that does the body good, like milk does, as they say. But it is something that in and of itself is negative. It is adverse to you. Why? Because the dictionary said it's painful. It is resentful. It is you looking upon someone else from a painful standpoint of inequality in your mind or disparity in your mind, desiring what they have. And what they have in your mind is an advantage over what you have. Now, that's a bad place to be in, not just as a Christian, but in any state, to where you're looking at someone else, and in your perspective, you're believing they have the advantage, especially when it's something that you cannot change. So you may envy someone's height. Maybe you're 5'6", and you want to be 5'10". Ladies, or maybe you're 5'8", men, and you want to be 6'1". Well, women, you know, we can wear high heels, but at 5'6", you're not going to find high heels that are high enough to get you to maybe 5'11" without you tripping and falling over, or without you only being able to wear them for a temporary time. In other words, you're never going to be 5'10" or 5'11". So why are you envying that lady with that height to the point where you're now painfully aware of it? Every time you see a tall female, you feel like you're less than. That female hasn't said anything to you. She hasn't done anything to you. She's not put you in a place of lower status. But because you have determined that the height is an advantage, you have placed yourself in a disparate or lower position. Or the same for that man who wants to be 6'1", 6'3", but is 5'8". You're never going to be 6'1", or 6'3". So why would you spend all of your life focused on something that you really cannot change? For the lady who sees the other lady who has the hourglass figure, and you're mad because maybe you don't have the large bosom or you don't have the large bottom, and then you're saying, you know, that's what I want. So even to the point where you're mortgaging your home or going into debt because you're going out and you're buying the bosom, or you're buying the bottom, or you're buying the shape. And I'm not trying to put anyone down. If that's what you want to spend your money on, more power to you. But the issue becomes when you're doing that out of envy of someone else. Because the truth is, it's never going to make you feel adequate. You will never be enough in your mind, because then you'll go spend the money on that. But then you'll be mad because you don't have the green eyes or the blue eyes. So now you have to go and try to get some special eye surgery, or you have to buy some contacts. Or men, it's not just women who have plastic surgery. Men are having fake calf muscles implanted, fake pec muscles implanted, fake abdominal muscles, obliques and everything implanted. My point is, what's wrong that you get to this point of a painful resentment of envying someone else? You're buying homes that you can't afford, cars that you can't afford, going to live places that you can't afford. Why? To keep up with the Joneses. Why? Because you envy them. You want what they have. And it's a toxicity, because it begins to consume you, sometimes to the point where you move from envy into jealousy or into an unyielding anger. And on yesterday, we focused on removing unyielding anger as we're removing all of the spiritual and natural clutter from our lives. You cannot envy someone else. One of the things I used to hear grown-ups say when I was a kid is never envy someone else, because you never know what they did to get to where they are. You never know what they're doing to stay where they are. and you never know if what you're seeing is the reality of their existence. So maybe where they are seems very great right now, but you don't know if they committed crimes to get there. You don't know if they had to lay down their morals and their ethics to get there. You don't know if they've gone through 5 marriages to get to the rich marriage. You don't know if they've been physically abused. You don't know what they went through to get to that point. And it may be something or a journey that you really don't want. So quit envying them. And then you don't know what it takes for them to stay there. A lot of times you see these people in rich marriages, or maybe you see the pro athlete and you have the wife and you see everything and you think it's good. But what they're having to do to stay there is to endure a lot of infidelity. I know of a situation where one lady is married to an athlete and they are now going through a divorce. And that was the first time, or they just went through a divorce. This was the first time she actually had a clean gynecological exam, because the man had been unfaithful so many times throughout their marriage. So you know what that means. The first time of having a gynecological exam without being diagnosed with a STD. You don't know what people are doing to stay there. And number 3, you don't know the reality of their existence. You're wanting this big house your neighbor has, and you don't know that they're working 2 and 3 jobs trying to keep that home. The home might even be in foreclosure. You don't know what they're going through. They got 5 cars sitting in the yard, and they're about to lose every one of them. They're unhappy. They're jaded. They're bitter. They're arguing every day. They're suicidal. They're on 10 or 11 different meds. See, this is what the toxicity of envy will do. It will make you think you're inadequate, when really what you have is what God has for you. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't try for more, but the right emotion for that is admiring someone. I admire what you have accomplished. I see it as something good. And because of that, I can be mentored by you, or you can be a role model for me. And there's no painful or resentful awareness. There's no negative emotions attached to it where I feel less than, because I admire it. I'm not envious of it. Do you see the difference there? So envy will take you to a very bad place. You will always feel less than, and because you feel less than, you will always project your negativity about yourself onto others. You will be the doormat for other people. You will be the person that they walk all over. You will be the person that never receives good for the good that you've put out. Why? Because you project bad vibes about yourself. I'm not enough. So why would the man or woman in my life think I'm enough? Why would my friends think I'm enough? Why would the boss think I'm enough? Why would people honor me as enough? You're always making self-deprecating statements. Oh, I'm not pretty enough. Oh, my weight is not good enough. Oh, I'm not tall enough. Oh, I don't drive the nice car. Oh, girl, you don't want to come visit me. I don't have enough furniture. I don't live in a good neighborhood. Everything you speak about you is negative. And that's why you envy other people, because you don't understand and have the faith to remember that God has a plan for you and you want to live out your plan. Our time is almost run. Let's go into prayer. Father, we praise you this morning for this powerful word. We come in the name of Jesus, honoring you and exalting you this morning. Lord, we thank you for reminding us that you have a plan for us, and that your word also teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that all of us are part of the same body. Some of us are the head, some of us are the feet, some of us are the toe, some of us are the eyes, some of us have different gifts, some of us have different offices, but all of that makes up the self same body. We all have purpose. We all are necessary. All that we have, it is here to expand the kingdom. So help us not to mark ourselves as less than. Help us not to speak negatively of ourselves. Help us to not equate ourselves as insufficient, inadequate, inconsistent, unworthy. That causes us to settle for less. It causes us to look on others enviously and to be bitter and harsh and critical of things and people that we shouldn't be, because it's our own internal inadequacy. So, Lord, I ask you to free us this morning. No matter if our parents told us, if our boyfriends told us, girlfriends, exes, whomever told us that we were less than enough, I release us from that right now, so that there is no more envy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I want you to say, I am more than enough. Speak it again. I am more than enough. I have to get ready and give you our task for today, and then we're going to end with our song of today. But I want you to write quickly, say, I am more than enough. Praise the Lord. Continue to praise him. Let that thing just be internalized in you today. Now, if you are not saved or you're backslidden, I want to bring you into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me right quickly. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Make sure you get into a good Bible-believing church. Now, we don't have but 15 minutes. The time is run. I have to give you our task for today. Make sure you're working this in day 90 of your journal. So our topic for today is the toxicity of envy. Your task for today is to write down in your journal everything that is good about you. Everything that is good about you. And all throughout today, I want you to focus on that. I am more than enough. Why? Because I am. Write I am and write everything that's good about you. And never settle for less again. And never envy anyone else. Because what did I just teach you in Jeremiah 29:11-13? God has a plan and purpose for you. And in 1 Corinthians 12 that I referenced during the prayer, every part is necessary to make up the body. All right, our song for today is This Is Not the Time or the Place for You to Give Up Your Faith or Let Go by Marvin Sapp. Go to feelthefire.com, share this broadcast with at least three people, and remember to tune in to You Be the Jury tonight at 7 p.m. All that information is at feelthefire.com. I love you. Let me tell you something. You are more than enough. Don't envy anyone else anymore. Go to feelthefire.com. Share this broadcast. I'll see you at 7 p.m. tonight for You Be the Jury. You are more than enough. No more envy. Remove that clutter.